I do think probably the safest bet is a 2005 style soft reboot. David Tennant is still out there with the original TARDIS, the original Doctor, the one that we've bought from 1963.
Hello and welcome to Gasterbis. I'm Christian Corley and I'm joined as usual by James McLean and Brian Terranova. This time we're starting with the future of Doctor Who. Dean Devlin has expressed an interest in producing the series. So what might another reinvention of Doctor Who actually look like? Does it need another 2005 style fresh start? And could David Tennant possibly be involved again? Later, we're heading back to 1999 and BBC Two's Doctor Who Night, when the programme had already been off television for mostly a decade, but was perhaps starting its long journey back. First, though, what should happen to Doctor Who next? Okay, speaking of David Tennant,
here we go.
There was this thing that came along a few days ago. Concerning Dean Devlin, who's apparently expressed an interest in producing Doctor Who. And there's some AI video which sees, I'm quoting from Doctor Who Companion here, sees Devlin explore ramshackle 11th and 12th Doctor's TARDIS console room before being joined by Uncanny Valley versions of several 21st century Doctors. David Tennant's been linked to this in some of the papers, probably because he's worked on Leverage, Redemption and Librarians, the next chapter, which and David Tennant's been involved in this. Apparently, it's not something that's on my radar. David Tennant returning to Doctor Who is one thing. Dean Devlin is another thing. David Tennant returning to Doctor Who for like the 19th time doesn't seem like whatever it is now. I think it's would be fifth if this happened. Doesn't seem to me to be a very good idea. I recall when he quit. The first time when he did that television awards speech from the, I think he was, where was he? Was it the, he was doing Hamlet, I think, on Macbeth, or he was doing something Shakespearean, and they did a broadcast or a pre-record. I'm never sure about what that actually was. And he said something along the lines of, if I don't quit now, they'll be wheeling me out in my bath chair, which is the exact phrase.
I'll never leave. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this just seems to be more bath chair action to me. It seems like a very bad idea.
Oh, wait, how many times did he truly come back? I mean, it was the 50th and then it was the 60th.
50th and 60th, yeah. But
so
I mean, the 60th
twice.
Thing's a different thing, isn't it? Because that's really, that's like the beginning of the RTD stuff and a reboot almost,
yeah.
Isn't it? As much as Doctor Who does reboots. It seems hanging on. It's the Dark Dimension almost, with Tom Baker being the center of it.
So okay. I disagree with people a little bit on how to proceed with the show. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I do think probably the safest bet is a 2005 style soft reboot, where all you do is just put enough distance between the end of the current show and the beginning of this show, and we don't really talk about what happened in between except vague notions. Right. Billy Piper never needs to be brought up, et cetera. but there, the whole thing is like with me is if anybody's favorite doctor ever came back to the show, nobody would ever complain. You know, they, if it's their favorite doctor, they're not the one complaining.
Sure.
David Tennant comes back, people complain because he's popular and their favorite doctor isn't quite that popular. But if Matt Smith came back or if Jodie came back, they'd be over the moon. Right. So I don't believe in this whole like, oh God, we're so sick of David Tennant. No, you're sick because the other people don't want to. Matt Smith and Peter Capaldi don't want to come back. You know, David Tennant says, I'll come back anytime because he truly loves the show and he loves the fans. Right. My thinking is this, if they don't do a 2005 style type reboot, I do think that they should actually use David Tennant, but in a very specific way. I don't think he needs to be in there for very long. I think it could be very much like either the TV movie or like, James, how we spoke about the TV movie before, where he's in flashback to tell us how we got to where we are now. Because here's my thinking. No matter how you feel about Shudi's Doctor, right? No matter if you like him, don't like him, whatever. He is a copy of the Doctor. You know, the bi-generation spawned from another Doctor. The reason why I say he's a copy of the Doctor is because David Tennant still exists. Unlike regular regeneration, he didn't change and become this new guy. He's now two guys. He left at the end of the giggle by using the hammer of the toy maker and creating a copy of the TARDIS. He left in a copy of the TARDIS. So now we have a copy of the Doctor leaving in a copy of the TARDIS. And at the end of the story, he turns into somehow Billy Piper in some way that we don't understand. And everybody's like, how are you coming back from this? I don't understand. Well, guess what? You don't have to. David Tennant is still out there with the original TARDIS, the original Doctor, the one that we've watched from 1963 all the way up to right before the regeneration of Shurigawa, right? You can literally just pick up the show and go, look, if anybody wants to pick up the show where Shuti's Doctor left off, that bit is still open. Knock yourself out. That can still happen. What we're going to do is we're going to follow this thread because it's less damaged right now. Now, I'm not saying it's not damaged because there's damage that's been done in the Moff and the Chibnall era, in my opinion. But there's a way to continue the show direct from a doctor that's still out there that can still regenerate. Because what's going to happen, right, to David Tennant's doctor? We don't know. Russell tells us every doctor bi-generated, but they didn't show us that on screen, you know? So that's a way. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I'm saying it's an angle to avoid the mess of the Billy Piper thing if they do not do a 2005 style reboot. What I don't think they should do is go, well, here's David Tennant again for another season. I don't think that's right. But I think if any doctor came back for a cameo or a multi-doctor story, I'm not going to argue that. We all love that. I would
Oh,
love
sure,
for doctors to come back, but
I
I don't
think.
want David Tennant back as the doctor. But if he came back for little flashback scenes to show where this new doctor picks up from, I wouldn't say no to that.
I think the danger of having David Tennant back for me is I'm very sympathetic to all of that. But it's just simply that the more you have Tennant there, the more you kind of reduce the freedoms of understanding what the Doctor could be. You start really starting to make what the Doctor's true element is David Tennant, who is kind of Tom. But it goes back to Tom Baker suddenly becoming the only Doctor, really, and anything else becomes not quite right because it's not Tom Baker. If you keep cementing David Tennant, he no longer becomes a facet. He becomes almost like the authorial thing of what everyone else has got to be because he keeps perpetuating. And I don't think we need that. I would,
That's if you use them fully, though. If you
if you
use
use him
them
fully, yeah, absolutely.
what's his name? Sylvester McCoy was used in the TV movie, or even less, then no, you're just, it's a basis. That's
I mean,
all it is.
if it was me, the beautiful this place where we are now, thanks, whether you want to thank him or not, thanks to Moffat, is that we don't need to have numbers on, well, and Chibnall as well. Numbers on doctors is now irrelevant. Whether you want to go down the timeless child route or whether you want to go into this new generation of life, which doesn't seem to have numbers anymore, really. We don't seem to have started at one again with Capaldi. We just seem to be going onwards. So it doesn't really, we can just start again. And I think that's the beauty of the show. And then you can just decide yourself whether this is the Tennant version or the Shooty version or whether there was another time war and none of that
Oh,
happened or
sure.
did happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, but I would still, yeah, I think because you'll always. I think for me, the reason you don't do a reboot of this show is part of the show's spirit is the fact it has inadvertently become an ongoing thing for 60 years. Why would you suddenly stop and redo that? I think to me, that's part of its beauty is you've got this tapestry, this weird, wonky tapestry. Just add to it. If you want to have a bit of a break and not really give details, fine. If you want to explain Piper or go down the Tennant route fine. I think it would just be simpler to just forget all of it and just
Yeah,
start again
absolutely.
with an Nth Doctor. And then, as you say, throw a few cameos in to give it a bit of a sense of continuity because this show should be celebrated for its continuity. Because how fucking wild is it that we've got 60 years of this weird show? I think that should
Yeah.
be. It could be
If they
like.
did a 2005 style reboot like that, I do think, like you said, a few cameos of previous doctors to make sure the audience knows this is a
Is a
continuation
exactly
is
it's a
key.
soft thing, yeah.
But you make it very, very light in that because I think that was one of the best things about series one was that we got enough to know this is the same guy, but they didn't dwell on it. And I think that's where the nostalgia stuff that everybody's complaining about the past few years was too heavy. I disagree with people like Sutek, not well used, right? But I disagree with people that you can't use things from the past. Because that's the whole point of using that, of having such a rich history,
Yeah,
to use things
absolutely.
from the past.
And I think you've also got to remember, it's like when I was a kid and Omega appeared in Ark of Infinity, I don't think I'd seen the three doctors at the time. Might have, I don't remember. But there'll be
I
things
didn't,
where
yeah.
you will come across stuff which you won't know, which does have a history, but as long as it makes sense within the context of that story, that should matter. And I think Sutekh kind of did, as weird as it was, it kind of did. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, in a weird way, going back to what I was saying about limited series, you could do something like series one in 2005, ignore the without the regeneration at the end, and you'd have a complete story. You'd have a complete 12 episodes. Whether it gets picked up or not doesn't matter. You've got a bit of an extra moment of Doctor Who, and they could do that and not be thinking about regenerations yet, not thinking about cliffhangers. Just do a limited series, see how it goes. If people like it, you don't need a regeneration to carry them through. They'll come back.
So, Doctor Who once again finds itself with questions hanging over its television future. But we've been here before. Back in 1999, BBC Two devoted an entire evening to celebrating Doctor Who, 10 years after the original series had ended. Looking back now, Doctor Who Night feels like an interesting moment in the programme's gradual journey back to television. Here's what we remembered about it. We're here to kick off our look at Doctor Who Night from 1999. It turns out there's been lots of Doctor Who Nights. I didn't know this. There's been multiple Doctor Who Nights, but the only one that really matters to me, as a someone who didn't watch Doctor Who in the 1990s because it wasn't on, is the one from 1999. Now we've found a clip on YouTube. You can watch along with us if you really wanted to. I'll put the link in the show notes. We're going to watch it now, and this is a small compilation of extracts of mostly Tom Baker and bits and bobs from throughout the night. We're going to have a look at this. We're going to talk over it in that kind of way that we tend to do. So we're going to hit play, chaps, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cool. It's going to be good. We've been waiting to watch Mind Warp for a while. Yeah, so
Go on.
this is, I was going to say, it's weird, isn't it, to think that this is playing to the 60s, this opening with the kid. This is all meant to be a 60s thing
Yeah,
back in the
very much.
90s, back end of the 90s. So that's like 30 years ago, and now here we are.
With all those
I had
Daypole
some of those
Daleks I was
toys.
really jealous about at the
Yeah.
time.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. I feel like I should know, but I don't know who that is. I remember watching this,
This is
James,
one
at
of the
the
things I
time.
remember. That the these idents as
All right.
Daleks shaped like twos. We would never
Yeah.
have that over here.
In my
Sorry to
head, they
cut you
used
off,
them
Christian.
more than once, but every account I can see says they only used it on this evening.
Really? This is great. It's odd he doesn't have a scarf, but I looked into this and what is it? June Hudson still designed this outfit
Oh,
for him.
really?
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful
Yeah,
outfit, but
yeah.
it's interesting it doesn't have a scarf. This reminds me of the 1992 version of Shada as well, where he tells us what's going on. I love that.
I remember watching this at the time, and I absolutely loved this. This was just like the thing that I'd wanted to watch on telly more than anything.
Yeah.
Was Tom Baker doing this?
Yeah. This was the reason I saw this is because I knew a guy in the UK who kind of helped me find Doctor Who episodes when they weren't available for sale over here. You know, there's a whole documentary about that on one of the Doctor Who DVDs about people finding episodes when they weren't available for sale. And he gave me the whole Doctor Who night. And I was excited for it because the TV movie was not available for purchase here. I only had my VHS taped off air copy, and this was a way to get a better copy. And this was, I think, the first time they aired it unedited in the UK. Although I say unedited, but it is different than the US version. It's just unedited for all the stuff they cut out in the first place.
Yeah. But does this have this not have any acknowledgement to the Paul McGann film?
Wasn't
It
it
ends
on?
with the Paul
I think,
McGann film.
yeah. They
That was
recently.
the culmination. Everything led up. The last thing they showed was the TV movie.
Right, missed that.
And I think they did that because it's set in 1999, and this was 1999, and it made sense, didn't
Right.
it? So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
just
Which is
remember.
odd, though, because it was not New Year's Eve.
No, it wasn't, no.
Yeah.
I just remember a lot of remembering Doctor Who's post McGann, deliberately avoiding it.
Really?
Yeah, you.
BBC did around this time, yeah. Or
Yeah.
after this, certainly. The other thing about these scenes with Tom Baker is they're obviously before, but they're very similar to his scenes in Rather Than Hopkirk Deceased with Vic Reeves.
Oh man, I literally just watched that series.
Did you?
Yeah, just watched it
I love it.
last week.
Was
It was
that a bit
good.
of was that an alien skit then that?
It
With the
appeared to be, yeah.
Dalek.
Looks
Yeah.
like it, right?
It's cheeky.
Yeah, we should talk about Rather Than Hopkirk Deceased at some point in the future, maybe.
Must we?
Yeah, I'll tell you what,
Like it.
I watched that series. I enjoyed it and I liked it so much it got me curious to watch the original, so I watched that as well.
All right.
Well, it's good to know it's had some use.
Yeah. Was fun.
Was it?
It is fun.
Well, I like Bob Mortimer a lot. I didn't really know Reeves and Mortimer content very much, but I like Bob Mortimer, so it got me interested in checking it out.
I have a lot of time for Bob Mortimer, but I think even Bob would feel that his performance in that show was
Oh
not
yeah,
quite
I
what
think he
he.
said as much.
Yeah.
Oh
That's.
yeah, look, it's not like the best made thing ever, but it was entertaining. I'll give it that.
I was born in the same hospital as Bob Mortimer.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Good for you. Yeah.
Were you two switched at birth?
No, certainly not. There's a good
Series apart. Oh, yes.
15
There's
years between us, I think.
it's Paul McGann
Oh
times
yeah.
now.
I had no
Oh.
idea he was that young.
Yeah, it's so weird to think at this point how long the show had been running. Just over 30 years. That box is weird.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, even I've noticed that.
Very weird top light. Those are weird models.
It's not
So
very
far as they're
nicely
not.
done, that.
Yeah. A lot of
I'm
effort went into this, though.
yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. I'm intrigued as to what they've used to create those Daleks.
Yeah. But I mean, is this where my license fee was going? All these idents.
All right, Daily Mail.
Get another weird box.
This is the same weird box, isn't it?
It is the
It's
same
got to
box.
be,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's.
Is it trying to be the movie box?
It feels like it is.
I don't know. It looks like the old Brack box, but not. The flat roof and the heavy lamp looks a bit old school. This is what it was like to be an actor. Get to do your bit.
But he's
That's
having a great
your
time, though, isn't
fire.
he? That's the great thing about it. And when Tom Baker's having a good time, the
Yeah.
audience is having a good time.
Yeah. So this is the Peter Jones
Oh, yeah.
doing the voiceover.
So is this the documentary then?
This is one of the documentaries, yeah.
Has to be. Okay, yeah. God, I want to break out this DVD now.
Yeah.
It's a strange sort of recap, isn't it?
I mean, it's all interesting because it feels like effort's been made.
Yes.
I don't remember any of it. I remember the skits, but I don't remember anything else from this night.
So The skits were largely Mark Gatiss and David Wines. Did they have anything to do with this evening? Like, how did they come to do the skits for it? Do we
I
know
think they were
that?
asked to. Oh, certainly, yeah, from memory, they were asked to, or Mark Gatiss was.
So pretty much just like the skits were them. They didn't really kind of help organize anything else.
Don't.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, I don't think so, no.
Yeah, because I know, I mean, obviously we know him as a writer, Mark Gatiss as a writer for Doctor Who now. Big Finish and the show. I just didn't
And a
know what
producer
kind of
and
involvement he kind of
one of
picked
the
up
few,
somewhere. That's
one of the
interesting
few.
box as well.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
and
was going to say.
I mean, that's actually there. That's not like him
Yeah.
superimposed somewhere.
I wonder what
Oh,
box that is.
that
Oh, there you go.
music. There's a lot of yeah. So just the comedy was them, and then all the other people organized it further before them. So
Yeah, just.
it is like a genuine night of stuff on the BBC, which they used to do from time to time. These days, it feels like they kind of shift that stuff out to BBC Four. Who's
Interesting.
singing?
Interesting that this, as well, just looking at the credits,
That
there's
it's in here.
not any names that spring out to me particularly. BBC Manchester. Interesting. I don't know, you can buy it on VHS still, bless.
Isn't
Interesting
nice.
that they have the Celestial Toymaker there. But I guess that must have been one of the books.
Yeah, it was one of the BBC books, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what's going on? What? That's right. I forgot about
Course, yeah.
that. I'm called Paul McGann in this one.
And it's almost like we've gone back full circle to talking about the TV movie and the
Yeah.
speed thing.
No, we've got one more, have
Yeah.
we?
We've just Rickrolled the listeners. We are talking about the TV movie again.
There we
And
go.
why not?
Did they use these twos when they did the episodes on a Sunday? I'm wondering.
Interesting.
Don't
I don't
Don't
either.
know.
I do have a copy of Primitive Mars somewhere that I taped off the telly, so that might give me the answer. But I'm not sure what year that went out. It's probably before that. So I know we talked about this last time we all got together. And the Doctor Who night was a thing that really kind of there was that, and then there was something that happened a few years later when the BBC gave Doctor Who an award. I think it was the following year, or maybe in 2000. There was like a BBC award for the best BBC TV show. And they gave it to Doctor Who, which surprised me because I didn't think they'd give it to Doctor Who. And then it felt as if there was a kind of a renaissance of Doctor Who happening. And in some ways, I think it kicks off with that Doctor Who night. Almost like there's like a little campaign has started with Doctor Who night in 1999 to push Doctor Who back into the public consciousness. And I wonder if this ties in with the beginnings of the Russell T Davies, what's the word? I'm the flirtation. Flirtation is probably not the right, wooing by the BBC to get Russell T Davies to do something. And he says, well, I want to do Doctor Who. And they say, oh.
Yeah,
And
but
then they start.
that must have been fairly late on if they got to the point where they were believing that they were going to run the web Doctor Who Ninth Doctor, and then very late.
Well, that was
Yeah.
2003, wasn't it?
So
1999, we've just watched that thing from 1999. And then I'm thinking it's 2000. I'll look it up. That when the BBC gave Doctor Who an award, it just feels like they were building towards something.
I doubt it. I don't think
No?
they.
Okay.
I just don't feel the BBC's got that sort of. And I don't mean that in a rude
Organization.
way. I just don't
Well,
think it's
it's a
got
big
that
thing, isn't it? It is difficult to
exactly. I
organize.
d my
It is
feeling.
interesting though, because Big Finish started in 1999 as well. So, like, I wonder, were they just starting to find a way to capitalize on the
I
show?
think so. I
Yeah.
think my feeling is obviously by late 90s, a lot of homes in the UK had Sky, and there's a lot more sort of science fiction and cult stuff starting to become more. BBC Two was kind of used to using, it had a long run with the X-Files on top before it went to BBC One. There was a sort of growing sense there might be a room for something quirky that the BBC might produce. I think that's probably what motivates it in the 2000s. But I think you're right, Christian. So by sort of saying that I think this is a night which indicates that the BBC is aware that there is a taste, or still is a taste, for cult, interesting cult stuff. And maybe that's part of that sort of avalanche which leads to eventually moving towards
What I might have been thinking of is the Auntie Awards in 1996, interestingly enough,
Oh, so
when
that's when they got the award for.
best drama, best British TV series, best popular drama voted by the public ahead of EastEnders and Casualty. So that was in 1996. I thought it was later than that. There you go. So yeah, was it, I mean, obviously my idea of he was a bit fanciful with regards to Russell T Davies. There goes the mic. With regards to Russell T Davies, but yeah, I think it was clearly getting a better profile, and maybe then it was the TV movie that kickstarted it. But it was just a very slow process. What with the politics around the TV movie and.
But then I still think the TV movie, as we said when we did the TV movie, was very much running the X-Files Vancouver trend. So again, that sort of influx of American television into the UK through Sky, particular, but also then being picked up by the terrestrial channels, is invariably leading that pathway towards Doctor Who's return. And as we've said before, Buffy's particular in the UK was big at the back end of the 90s, which I think was the real big catalyst in thinking that that sort of vibe that could capture more than just a geeky 30-year-old, 20, late 20s, 30-year-old male audience is probably where the tide turned. But yeah, it's an interesting night. I don't, as I said, the thing is though, I don't remember any of it apart from those skits. I remember the skits with Davison, with Gatiss and Williams, but I don't remember any of the rest, which is a shame because there's quite a lot of effort being put into the rest as well. Little Idence and Tom
This is really
Baker.
sad. I remember watching it with a couple of cans of beer and some dippy chips sitting in my
Right.
little
Is that the
room.
end? Okay.
Sitting in my little
Okay.
room all on my own watching it and laughing at the comedy bits and possibly nodding off at the other bits.
Sitting there on the floor in your underwear, tears rolling down your face,
James, that
contemplating
is
your
way
life.
too close to the truth to be for me to confirm any further than that.
Yeah, we've all been there.
And that's all for us this time. If you enjoyed the show, please make sure you subscribe to Cast Erebus wherever you get your podcasts. And if your podcast app lets you leave a rating or review, we'd really appreciate it. It helps other Doctor Who and cult TV fans find us, and if it is a five-star review, I will read it out on the podcast. You can also join us on Substack, where you'll find the podcast alongside our articles and other Cast Erebus material. And if you'd like to support the show, our Patreon gives you access to the Cast Erebus archive, including video editions, old interviews, and material from around 20 years of Cast Erebus. And also, if you support us via Patreon, you can message us directly with your thoughts and comments on that week's edition. I'm Christian Corley. We'll be back soon.